Hello, and welcome to the Side of Geek. Listener letters number 40. But where are the other 39 stork, you may ask? Well, they, of course, are over at patreon.com/besottedgeek. And this one is coming from one of the patrons, Bruce. And Bruce writes, "Hey, Stork, it's been a minute, and I thought I'd check in. I have to say I miss you and Peacock week to week, but I'm enjoying the weekly show with you and now Otter. Otter is a solid addition, and I look forward to getting to know him better." Well, I will say, don't wish that on yourself. I kid. We love Otter here. But yeah, I'll relay that message to Peacock, and you get to still hear her on the movie episode every month at patreon.com/besottedgeek. And in fact, I'll do a little plug for the one we just did, the Halloween Spooktacular 2023, where we ran about 5 hours. So that's like almost five episodes of a regular-sized podcast, I'd say. Main movie was Friday the 13th Part 2. We tiered 42, I believe, other horror TV shows and movies. Kind of ranked them. We did our Happy Birthday segment, our Fear the Reaper, our nerd news, trailer talk, trivia, so all that good stuff. So if you want to check that out, you know where to go. Moving on to the letter again. "As an aside, I wonder what animal alter ego I'd be," Bruce asks. "Maybe a sloth or a wombat. Definitely nothing vicious." And this had me thinking, well, of course, the story behind our nicknames, it all goes back to the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, who started dubbing their super fans, as they called them, with names originally from Animal House. So there was a flounder, I believe that might have been their first, and then Otter, of course. And I became Stork from that movie. I was suggesting a few for myself because I'd been a writer for such a long time and they didn't bother to give me a name. So I kind of was like, hey, how about Bluto or D-Day or Stork? And they went with the worst one, Stork. So that happened. And then Peacock wanted a nickname too. So Sean at Pittsburgh Nerd went with the bird motif and said Peacock. So that's how it all started. And as for you, Bruce, you're from Michigan, so I would think a wolverine, but is that too vicious? That seems vicious to me. I don't know. Is there a Michigan state bird of some sort? Maybe that would be more appropriate. I'll have to look into it. Bruce continues, "I am digging your new experiments, too." And then he's talking about the new podcast. I'm starting the poker one and the alcohol one. He says, "I played a little penny ante poker in high school, but that's over two decades ago. I look forward to hearing more about your endeavors in that space." And yeah, I'm going to be recording another poker episode after I record this one. I'm probably going to save these just to have something to play whenever Otter and I don't record a weekly episode, so I can drop it then. But if I have a couple saved up, I'll probably just throw one out there anyways. As long as I have one on the back burner, I think I'll be good. So as for, he continues, "and the new booze and brews, you're right up my alley with that. I did have a couple questions for you in that space. I'm definitely a bourbon guy, but have only dabbled in scotch. I got to go to a Glenlivet tasting event, and that was fun, but I've never really found one that I feel in love with. What scotches do you enjoy?" Well, again, I'll put this question to Peacock on the next movie episode. But because she is more of the scotch lover than I am, she likes, for a sipping scotch, Glenmorangie 10-year-old. It's one of the lower end, I would say, single malts. It's very affordable, let's put it that way. Handle size, which is huge. They make it more vertical than short and squat, like a lot of handles are. But you can usually find that on sale for about $80. I find usually it's like 90 or so, and that's pretty affordable for a big bottle of scotch. It's good though. It is good. It's very mellow. I would check that out. If you want something smokier, if you want to dabble in something of that ilk, I like Laphroaig. Try that one. I think it'll give you like the two ends of the spectrum as far as a mellow sweet scotch and a total peat smokiness, and then you can try and go between those two and see what you're comfortable with. That would be my suggestion. And he says, in a similar vein, I have been intrigued by the idea of a sipping tequila ever since you brought it up. That said, I wouldn't even know where to begin in that space. Any suggestions? And my generic suggestion would be, if you're in your local liquor store and you're looking at tequila, these are going to be probably top shelf, maybe locked behind a case. I've had varying degrees of success just going to the liquor store and getting some. Usually the higher priced ones are pretty good and you can sip it, but you still get a lot of the tequila taste and burn that you get with the lower end stuff, but it is just a higher quality. I always look for something that the cap has, it's one of those glass clear caps that has actual more tequila in it. Those tend to be just better. And you have the added bonus of when the bottle's empty, you've got that little cap, you pull that off, and there's usually a stopper in it. So don't do this until the bottle's empty, but then you can pull the stopper off, and you've got an extra 1.5 ounces or so of tequila in the cap, and usually that signifies, in my experience, a better tequila. That being said, I would highly recommend going to tequila.com, I believe is the website, and the one that I really like is Addictivo. And they have several varieties. The silver, it might be silver aged, but also just the aged. They're very good. That's going to run you probably about $90 for like a fifth. But it's so good. It's almost like maple syrupy. Maybe not maple syrupy, but just it's such a sweetness to it that you swear it's not tequila. It's crazy. And maybe like true tequila lovers think it's a little too not tequila. I can kind of see that. If you want to have a little bit of tequila flavor, there's not much tequila flavor to it, but it's really, really good. And just be careful because it is still tequila. It's still 80 proof, but man, I could just drink that all day. And that's not something you should do, especially because of the price too. It's pricey, but you do get what you pay for it. Now, there are bottles that are much more. I think Michael Jordan has a tequila brand, and I've had that before too, and it's even more expensive. We're talking probably in the $130 range or higher. That might be the most expensive one I've had, but I still think the Addictivo is better. So if you want to get like a really nice high-end sipping tequila, that's where I would start. And yeah, we were looking into buying a mixer of, I think there was six of them for, geez, it might have been $300 or so. We just didn't pull the trigger on it because Peacock really likes the aged one. And I thought the silver one was just as good. Now, it might have been an aged silver one too. I'm not sure about that. I had this over her brother-in-law's and, or my brother-in-law's, I should say, her brother's. But I, the two of them I thought were very similar, and I would almost lean towards the silver one, actually, maybe because it was a little less sweet. So, yeah, think about that. Addictivo, Addictivo, I believe. And that concludes Bruce's letter, but thanks for writing in, Bruce. And as we always do when a letter gets read, we're going to mention our patrons over at patreon.com/besottedgeek. So we've got Otter. New co-host. We got Sean from Pittsburgh Nerd mentioned in this letter. Steve and Izzy from Everything I Learned from Movies podcast. Nisi from Indiana. Brent from Home Video Hustle podcast. Alan from Parapsychology and Interrupted Tales podcast. Jim from Weird Science DC, Marvel and Manga podcasts. Bruce, the letter writer extraordinaire. David from Sometimes a Buggy podcast. Randall from Ohio. Mark Jagger from Washington. Contact info. Let's move on to that. Follow us on Twitter at BesottedGeekPod. Email us like Bruce did, BesottedGeek@gmail.com. Check out our website while it's still up, BesottedGeek.com. Buy some stuff, tpublic.com/user/BesottedGeek. Support the show, Patreon.com/BesottedGeek. And I have started playing video games a little bit again at twitch.tv/besottedgeek. I just recently started Witcher 3. I was doing a little extra life over the weekend, past weekend, and I kind of got back into the game. So I might be streaming that on Twitch, just gameplay. I'm not really doing much commentary because I'm playing from the couch, and it's a kind of a pain in the ass to do it that way. But maybe this will get me back into actual live streaming again. I don't know. We'll see. But I am trying to do that a little bit every day. Not a set schedule yet. Anyway, again, thanks for listening, and thanks for Letter Bruce, and I'll talk to you later. See ya.